You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Aquaman.
Directed by James Wan. So Aquaman tells the story of Arthur Curry, who becomes Aquaman, as anyone who reads the DC comics will know. And, to be honest, I thought it was pretty good. The DC have set the bar kind of low with their previous offerings. Batman, Superman, Suicide Squad, Justice League. They've not been too great. Wonder Woman is the exception. I think Wonder Woman was sort of genuinely well-liked. And I feel like this follows on very much from the Wonder Woman tone, in that they've just basically simplified it, made it a very simple story about Arthur Curry is essentially... he's the son of the Queen of Atlantis, an immortal man, and he's struggling against his half-brother, who is the current King of Atlantis.
His dad's Boba Fett. Apparently.
Oh, right. not in the film world.
There's not a crossover or anything, but the guy that's playing it.
Yeah, so you've got King Orm, played by Patrick Wilson, who's his brother.
Not the drummer from Weezer.
And Jason Momoa, who's playing Aquaman. So essentially the struggle between these two guys. And you've also got Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who's playing Mantis, Black Mantis, in the film. It's not Black Mantis, Black Manta. That makes more sense, doesn't it? Because a mantis is a land-dwelling creature. So, yeah, he's sort of introduced, but that was one of the weirder parts of the film, because they set him up with, like, a revenge plot early on.
You were just so confused why it wasn't a mantis.
I thought something didn't sound right about that. So, yeah, they set up a revenge plot with him and Arthur and Aquaman early on. And he does come back into it. Maybe they're saving him up for like a following movie.
Yeah, they set up loads in this. I really like Black Manta. That was pretty cool.
But I feel like the main thing was the struggle between sort of Jason Momoa finding his. It's essentially sort of like the outcast prince who's finding his way back to the throne.
He goes on a little quest. Doesn't
he? He's called on to be the man that he was born to be, or the king that he was born to be. And on that, he's helped by Mira, who's played by Amber Heard, who's. Sort of the daughter of another ruler in Atlantis.
Dolph Lundgren's daughter.
Yeah, they
a lot big cast, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a really good cast. Yeah. Dolph Lundgren, Willem Dafoe, who plays Volko, who's
heavy hitters.
Yeah, a lot of big people, and I liked some of the world building they did in this, and the fact that sort of it sometimes felt like they were trying to get through a lot of information because obviously these comic books have been going a long time, and they're trying to fill everyone in on the details of it. But you've got sort of the Atlanteans who've split into various tribes. But I kind of liked that. I mean, there wasn't really sort of any moments of, like, where it relaxed. It was just non-stop, like, here's a new character, or we're in a new setting, or we're doing something crazy over here. And they just, like, kept the thing going. So I did like that. I liked that it was a new world. Again, like we saw with... Black Panther and Wakanda, this like takes you to Atlantis, and it's something that you've not really seen before, that underwater civilization. I like that about it. It's sort of what you would expect from these kind of films, like the storyline, and then it ends with sort of a climactic battle where everyone has to fight and something has to be done.
I mean, I felt like it was enjoyable. It had some really cool moments. I mean, it does. I feel like it is just a bit more out there for a DC one. Like, you know, they've tried to be a bit darker. This one feels a bit more lighthearted, a bit more colourful. And Jason Momoa is like a very kind of likeable guy. and I think that's what he brings to this, the Aquaman kind of franchise, whatever it is. He's just like a likeable, normal guy. Mm. That's the way they set up. Like,
well, he was one of the most popular in Justice League, along with Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. Like, those two are like probably the most charismatic.
Yeah,
and like you say, people have been critical because it's been too dark in tone, and this tries to change that.
I mean,
the fact that director James Wan was questioning whether they should put in the drum playing octopus, and he said.
Because I mean, it does fit in with the tone of the movie because it does feel quite ridiculous and out there.
Yeah,
it is essentially a big fish war, so you can have a drumming octopus if you want.
I mean, you've got like a crab army.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, what I would have liked, right? This is a small nitpick, but if you're gonna like do all that with all the different like underwater civilizations, you could add a bit more backstory with that maybe. But I did enjoy it. It was quite enjoyable, although it was quite ridiculous. And there's a moment where like Pitbull singing Toto's Africa, and you just think, you know, a lot of movies couldn't get away with that, but the tone of this movie does, because you do have the drum playing octopus, and it is just pretty out there. It's pretty crazy what's going on, and there's so much going on screen. There's, you know, there's people riding sharks, there's giant crab armies. You know, it's really, it's enjoyable, but there's just a lot going on.
Yeah. I think this is the problem, and it's been a problem with a lot of films since the Dark Knight trilogy did sort of like the realistic superhero that they've what they've been trying to do is force superheroes into this like real world environment. Whereas, like you say, this just embraced the fact that it's a man who talks to fish, like his powers, he lives in the sea, and like it is fantastical, and they sort of embraced it, and like you just got to run with that.
It is really good. I mean, I did enjoy it. I wasn't like bored to it or anything, but I just felt like there wasn't a lot of like for Jason Momoa, there wasn't a lot of arc for him to go through. Like, he did, he basically, like, his mum left, and he doesn't really understand why, and the fish are talking to him. You know, it's like, he doesn't really go through a lot. He's like, basically, he's a kid in the aquarium, and all the fish are, you know, there for him against
his
bullies.
Sort of the reverse of the Black Panther plot, in a way, because that was like a guy's defending the throne from his half-brother, whereas this is like following the half-brother trying to take the throne back from his brother.
But I mean, it is good. It is good. I enjoy that as DC movies go. I think they'll probably be a lot more focused on Wonder Woman and Aquaman in the future.
Yeah, there's some good action scenes. Like, I really like the scene where they were running through the town.
The Italian village.
Yeah, and it just it went on for, like, a long time. But, like, some of the camera work and the way it moved through. Obviously, like, with this kind of thing, it's always going to be a lot of special effects. But I felt like they were well done.
Yeah, I really liked it. So I'd give it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I would say.
Definitely one of the best DC films, maybe just after Wonder Woman, but yeah, definitely up there. So that was our review of Aquaman. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back again soon with more reviews.